As I was sitting here thinking this morning, and it's the end of November, I'm sitting here thinking, I began to think about those of you who read through the Bible in a year. And just out of curiosity, I had a look. And I found that in my Bible reading plan, by the 9th of December, we're actually on the book of Revelation. I found that ever so interesting because on the 9th of December, everybody's looking forward to the 25th, where they're celebrating this baby in a manger. But God obviously has other ideas for the Christmas season. He's not seeing a baby in a manger who's actually in a place to do nobody any harm at all. Just listen to this promise that goes with the reading for the 9th. And it's taken from Zechariah 9, verse 9. It says this: "The coming of Zion's king. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations." So that's what happened when Jesus came as a baby. But he didn't do it when he came as a baby. He did it when he came as a 30-year-old. And so we look at what happened after those short 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry to the people. In Revelation 1, verse 10. "On the Lord's day I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, 'Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.' I turned round to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash round his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were blazing like fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive for ever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Celebrate, if you will, with your tinsel and your Christmas trees, the birth of the Christ child. But keep in mind that ever nearer draws the day when this is how we will see him. Feet of burnished bronze. Bronze speaks of judgment. Burnished bronze of something so pure that everywhere his feet go, he will burn the soil beneath them with the brightness of his coming.'" I just want to locate you into that Jesus is not the reason for the season. As beautifully as that may rhyme, that is actually not the case. What you celebrate at Christmas is the feast of Bacchus and Saturnalia coming together on the 25th and 26th of December. And as for our friends, the 3 wise men, there were not 3. There were about 500 people came. And they didn't come on camels, they came on horses. But we'll find out more about that in a teaching that I plan to do on the 3 wise men. Who were they? Just keep your mind focused, though, on the risen Lord. Don't let yourself drift into baby Jesus in the manger. Because that is not who he is, and that is not how he's coming. He is coming as a mighty warrior.
The book of Revelation tells us so. And if you haven't recently read the book of Revelation, can I suggest you go in there and have a look at this king who is coming? Because it is the revelation of Jesus Christ that God gave to him to tell his servants. So we must needs get in there and have a look of what God was giving Jesus to show us. The brightness of his shining, the brightness, the radiance of his coming. Everything that happens in the book of Revelation is the judgment of the Lamb. Revelation is not about the enemy. It is about the demise of the enemy. Why do you think he wants to keep you out of it? So pick yourself an easy read version. Try the NIV, the Voice, the Message. Any of the easy read versions, and let it saturate into your spirit who this is. This King of Kings, this Lord of Lords, this very God of very gods that we worship, who is our King, our Defender, our Saviour, our Bridegroom, our Father, our Shepherd. And enjoy your Christmas time knowing who he is. Not a babe in a manger anymore, but Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts is his name. Amen.